Welcome back to another episode of Comic Book Nerds and Celibacy. As always, with your hosts, Nicholas Patterson, which is I.
And Umed Abdullah, who is me, I think.
We are from Threadless Theater, and here with us today in Studio Awesome is Boom Bam Bing, Alice Quinn of T-Dot Comics.
Yo, yo.
Curtis Whittle.
Hey, man.
Matt Mashonda.
Hello, everyone.
And Jeff Moss.
Oh.
do your no, don't do it.
No.
Tim will get
not
mad.
Good, yes.
Pterodactyl.
Oh man, that would
Jeff does a weird pterodactyl screech that I don't know how anyone can do.
It's like the banshee.
Is he allowed to do it if he goes a bit farther?
Okay,
if you back up and then do it.
It's weird. Let's just pass.
Okay, you know what? No, I can't bring it up.
It was a phase.
That whole phase where you pretended to be a dinosaur.
Okay.
Go.
I'm gonna take like a few steps back.
Okay, go. Oh my lord!
It's still very loud.
Why can you do that?
I know, right?
Pterodactyl man just entered the room.
It's not something I developed.
Yeah.
Out of my mom's womb, and I was just doing it.
You just found out you could do it one day.
Yeah.
I remember that day. You were like, check this out, man.
Hey, look what I can do. I'm not going to. Yeah, he throws up. That's what my bulimic sister, the prank she always pulls on me. Hey, Nick, look at this. Stop it.
That's luck. So, on this episode, what do we have lined up, Nick?
Why would you ask me that? Because you know I don't know.
I have an idea.
And I did know that was a joke. Continue the wiles.
All right, so I think we should all discuss our favorite Stan Lee cameo. Because we were sort of talking about it, but I think that'd be a really good
one.
I think that would be cool. I guess we'll go right to left.
We're all clueless as to what's going on.
It's clobbering time.
Okay, thank you. We're going to be testing out sound effects throughout this episode. So I want every once in a while you're going to hear something hilarious.
Be prepared.
Holy agility.
Thank you for that.
We waited that long for holy agility.
Did you just hear that? That was someone. I heard someone saying about slam. Can you play that one again?
Nope. Holy showcase!
Holy showcase!
Okay, anyways.
Yeah, Robin has one. He's like, holy barracuda! Holy hole in a donut! Like stupid things like that. Right?
So, Stan Lee cameos. My favorite is, I love the one in Iron Man 2 when he's walking and he's like, everyone's like giving him his autograph and then he's like, hey, it's me, Stan Lee! Yeah. And he's like, you don't know me? It's Stan Lee. I should be on the list.
I haven't seen Iron Man. I haven't seen Iron Man 2.
And he doesn't let into like the party.
Yeah, oh, poor Stan Lee.
Honestly, one that he wasn't even a superhero movie was when he was in Mall Cops or Mall Rats.
Oh man, that was awesome.
That's such a good one.
You know, like, cause it's not really a cameo, but it's like, whoa, holy shit, it's Stan Lee. And he's with the other guy that's something Lee.
And the other, and Jason Lee was
Jason
all,
Lee,
all he could think was
the Lee.
So are they related?
Does the Hulk's dick Hulk out when he does?
Obviously.
The Legion of Lees and the questions they pose.
My favorite, as much as I hate Spider-Man 3, my favorite cameo for Stan Lee is actually in Spider-Man 3.
That was going to be my second one, because he's just like talking. He actually inspiring
words. What does he say?
It was inspiring. It's like it inspired Spider-Man.
It was inspiring, but I can't remember.
It was like, oh, the world may turn on you or something. It was one of the...
Yeah, he was like, the world may turn on you, but when it does, the fish sticks will be ready. And then everyone was like...
Wise words from the leader.
Yeah.
Anything you say is awesome.
Yeah. It's like Christopher Walken. I know.
What about Matthew and Curtis over there? What do you guys think?
My favorite cameo is Stan Lee was in The Incredible Hulk, like the remake, where Stan Lee takes the soda can out of the...
And
he drinks it and has some of Hulk's blood in
there. Oh, yeah.
And he like, passes out. I thought that was really funny.
By the way, it wasn't a remake. That was a sequel.
A sequel because it was a remake.
No, because the first one was when he got his Hulk powers, and the second one he was in Brazil hiding from the police.
I thought they just decided to like start over from scratch.
Everyone just decided to forget about the first one.
Yeah.
It's like the original Captain America movies that we're not allowed to talk about.
No.
I never even knew
there was an original.
Wait, so Alice, what's your favorite? And then we'll go to Matt.
It's hard because they're all so great. Second but the Thor one was really great when he was like, he was Stanley was a trucker and he was trying to use his truck to pull the
fuck
hammer.
Fuck my opinions.
Sorry, I cued him to do that.
Chris.
So that was pretty funny.
Fuck my opinion.
Bravo.
Oh man. All right, Matthew.
Can we play that really quickly? Fuck my opinion. Yeah. Fuck my opinions.
Someone's ecstatic.
I'm having so much fun with these. All right, Matthew, what's yours?
I would have to say that it's in Iron Man 1
when he gets confused by Tony Stark calls Stan Lee Hugh Hef.
Oh, name. Yeah.
And I think that's just really funny. He just like pats him on the back. And he's just like,
may I just say, your voice buddy. Is mystical.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what it is.
You should be on radio.
You've always had like a crazy voice.
I was actually out on last Thursday, and we were just getting drinks at a place, like a pub near my house. And we were outside with these old guys, and this old man comes up to me. He's like, you know what? You have a great voice for radio. Has anyone ever told you that? And I'm like, sure, dude. Like, thanks. Okay.
Yeah. Put your dick away. Well,
it's weird. It's at the point where sometimes I don't listen to what you say because I'm just like.
Can you stop reading my mind?
Cascaded by
voice. I was
going
to say, like all radio, I wasn't really listening to what you're saying, but I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's just that.
Sounds amazing.
It's just, I could be like.
You're the next Morgan Freeman.
My balls are tickling.
And, you know, you could just be like. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
I think this is a very good time to play another installment of.
And now for the game we've all been waiting for.
Superhero.
Oh my god!
And in this edition, versus superhero. If you were tuning in last week, this is how the superhero versus superhero it went. First, we had Jeff Moss as Hawkman versus. Umed as
Aquaman,
and Aquaman won because
no, he didn't.
Couldn't wake up Superman.
Ooh.
And then our next battle was against Alice Quinn, who was a Flash, versus Curtis Whittle, who was Superman. And Superman blew up the Watchtower in space just to destroy his friend and was deemed the winner. So on this installment, we will have superhero versus superhero versus superhero. We will have Umed versus Curtis versus newcomer, the new kid in town, Matthew Michonne.
Hey, guys.
The wild card.
My name's Brian, and I like to skateboard.
So for those of you who do not know the rules, I shall tell you them now. Basically, the rules of superhero versus superhero is each person is given the identity of one superhero and is given a location and scenario. In this turn-based game, player one begins with an action, such as I punch you in the face. Then player two is offered a rebuttal, such as I teleport behind you. And then player one is off rebuttal and so forth. Since we are playing with three people, it will go, let's say Matthew starts, Curtis rebuttals, Uma rebuttals, go back to Matthew in a turn-by-turn base like that. Then the referee deems who wins the round in minute rounds. In this case, let's say player number two wins and he is awarded a point. There are three rounds, each consisting of 1 minute. After the game is done, the person with the most wins win. And since it's a special three-person battle, let's put up the stakes from three rounds to four.
Oh my goodness.
Look at that. All right. This is the scenario.
This isn't the same game anymore.
Yeah.
This is like a game changer.
You've changed.
Different world. Changed.
You used
so
to be cool.
The location is Daily Bugle during work hours.
Ooh.
Rush hour.
Superhero 1, Umed Abdullah, will play the part of Spider-Man.
Oh. Doc Ock.
But yes, it's
Spider-Man, so it's cooler.
It's
okay.
Superheroes.
That's so much better.
Superhero 2 is Curtis Whittle, will be Wolverine.
What?
And
that's
Superhero 3, Matthew Michonne, shall be everyone's favorite, Daredevil.
Wow.
Everyone goes silent.
It's funny because no one can see this, but his face looked like he was just about to like get jizzed on. And then and that's exactly because he's Daredevil.
So. All right, so this is the situation.
Okay.
Spider-Man catches Wolverine sleeping with Mary Jane and chases him to the Daily Bugle. Although Spider-Man is full of rage, both Wolverine and he refuse to harm any of the workers at the Daily Bugle during the fight. As this fight starts, Daredevil, seeing this from a distance, crashes in through one of the
windows. Daredevil can see.
Daredevil senses, see with his ears, people, from a distance, and jumps into the window to stop the battle before anything else happens. So the first person to attack will be Matthew Michonne of Daredevil, and let's begin round one right now.
I knock Wolverine's head in with a metal bar because that makes me happy.
Okay, that metal bar just bounces off my much stronger metal
adamantium head.
Adamantium. And then I whip out my claws and I do one right.
You can only do one move at a time.
Okay. Well, that was.
Oh, that's sorry. That was
that hit me. That
continue.
Yeah, it wasn't Daredevil at a distance.
I whip out my claws and I do one right hand claw against Spider-Man.
How does Spider-Man rebuttal?
So what situation am I in right now?
You know it. Yeah, you're just being slashed.
You're
right?
being slashed. try this. I'm actually super quick and I'm known for my super speed and super agility. So I jump back, and as Spidey I jump sense. Back, fire, like in the Matrix, I fire a couple web balls at your eyes.
Okay. It's hard to get off.
Continue. I just like the sound effects.
I laugh while Spider-Man had attacked Wolverine, but because I hit Wolverine, everything in the world vibrated and I can see the whole room, so I giggle for a bit.
Okay, okay.
I jump out the window.
Okay.
To escape for a while. Okay. As I take the
That's two moves.
Webs off my eyes.
All right, we'll count it. What's your button?
I, as he's trying to run out the window because he can't see and he's flailing around, I web his feet to the floor.
Why does everyone hate Wolverine?
Because he's made of metal. I got to get him out first. Let's be real.
He's really cocky. Arrogant.
And round one goes to Matthew Michon and Daredevil for just making every one of his turns just him standing there giggling. All right, so this is a situation right now. Matthew, as always, is giggling, but he can see the entire world right now because it's Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis, or Wolverine, is webbed to the ground, and Spider-Man is in mid-flight, and round two starts with Spider-Man.
Okay, the first thing I do, because I've let Daredevil get away too long, is I can't get him in the eyes because he can... Okay, I webball him in the groin.
Oh, ouch. Grow those back.
As I crawl in pain, I call Evanescence, and I make sure that they play music while I do funny moves that I'll eventually do in round three.
Plus, now you can see even better.
Matthew is killing this right now. What can Curtis rebuttal be?
Okay, so Professor Xavier has just heard my thoughts.
Okay, he is, fair enough.
He has, from the opposite room, or the opposite like building across the street, actually okay. is the school where the X-Men are playing or learning. Xavier gets into their thoughts and stops them dead.
Okay, first of all,
you're not Xavier.
Xavier is in Manchester, which is nowhere close to the Daily Bugle, so I'm calling a bluff on that. Curtis's turn is skipped, and we go back to Umed.
Okay, so now...
play the game or don't play it.
Having the same agility as Flash, or sorry, as Daredevil.
Excuse me.
Flash is the character. No, Umet's turn is skipped.
Are you joking? Because I mispronounce his name?
Knock both of you over the head and giggle while Evanescence plays.
While being literal.
And round two goes to Matthew Michon, her Daredevil. We're just
keeping just being the funniest.
Yeah, I know.
He's doing it. All right, all right. Now round three will begin with Wolverine, who has just gotten out of the webs.
Okay, I see Daredevil just giggling, and I stab him.
Ooh.
Good move, good move. All right, nice. Rebuttal.
I turn to Wolverine and say, don't hit me for a second, as I put Daredevil in a web as well. Just encased in a web.
That I'll let that slide. let that slide. That's a good move.
With my loose arm, I call 911 on my BBM. Or not my BBM, my BlackBerry. No?
Daredevil cannot see. How could...
They don't have
phones
in Braille.
Daredevil constantly smacks his phone against his head, and then he can see things.
Against his head?
Yep.
I'll let it pass. Okay. All right.
Is that real? That is not real.
Daredevil's a case in a web.
Okay.
A web egg. He can't do anything. The pieces are going to take a while to get there. Me and Spider-Man, who have teamed up for a few minutes, just throw him off.
Yeah.
The building?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ouch.
Round number three goes to both Wolverine and Spider-Man.
Objection.
Yep.
Daredevil looks
they
best.
They were working together against him because he already had 2 points. That was lame.
That happened the first two rounds against Wolverine, though, so...
Yeah, true.
Nobody's defending Curtis, so yeah. I will.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right.
Love you, Curtis.
The reminder is that Daredevil actually came in to stop the fight yes. between Spider-Man and Wolverine.
Yeah, but you know did what? It in such
interjection
a reckless...
for the fourth round. All of a sudden, while they are fighting and not realizing it, guess Uber who but appears? Ghost Rider appears from the distance, deciding that he is going to stop this battle once and for all. Ghost Rider, seeing that Wolverine and Spider-Man true. Have teamed up, decides to team up against or with his old buddy Daredevil, and he gets the first move.
We can do this, buddy.
We got this.
Whoa. And I'm Nicolas Cage, so...
Yes, Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, that's going to help you.
Right. In Nicolas Cage form.
So, what I do to start this round is I see Daredevil falling, and I'm like, what? That's not going to happen. So I ride up the building on my motorcycle, which this is going to count as one move.
Okay.
I whip my chain at him, and I grab him, and then I pretty much just like ride up the building and jump in with Daredevil. And now he's my boy, because the fire on my chain
that's not
burnt off the web. Yo. And
that's
now
three
we're
things.
There.
Three yes. I'll let it slide. Rebuttal?
Yes.
Okay. While you're coming up the stairs.
No, I'm already there.
Okay, fine. As you jump into the room, first of all, no, you wouldn't do that because you're putting so many people at risk in the Daily Bugle.
I'm a bad guy. Why does that matter?
But you're there to help Daredevil, who's a good guy.
Ghostwriter is semi-bad.
The rule or the situation did state that it was only Wolverine and Spider-Man who refused to hurt anyone in the Daily Bugle.
Motherfucker. Interesting.
So, basically, you're fucked.
Matt wins.
Yeah.
And the winner of superhero versus superhero versus superhero versus superhero is newcomer, the rookie blue boy.
Yes!
Yes!
There
we go.
I did it, Mom.
And that was concluding our episode today of superhero versus superhero. And back to comic nerds themselves.
That was awful.
It was awful. What are you saying? Like, you lost.
Yeah, man. Come on. Be a good sport.
All he did was say that he won, and bam.
He literally giggled and listened to Evanescence.
Well, do you know what? Did anyone else try and just declare they won? So who would know if I would have said yes or no?
Yeah, like the power of music is, the marvelous is something, something completely different.
Make me happy inside.
Can't wake up.
Yeah. Fuck my
giggle,
opinion.
Giggle.
Okay. All right,
well.
Superheroes.
Get ready for action.
Get ready for action. Since you said get ready for action, let us play another game called Top 5 Worst. Basically, in this game, we pick a scenario, and it's the top five worst contenders to fight that person. On the topic, let's say, what would be the top five worst battles for Daredevil to occur in?
Someone who can see.
A blind person.
Underwater.
Mm. Or against the Human Torch, because...
How do we do this? Do we go one by one?
One by one.
Okay.
Top five worst for each of you five.
Okay.
And I get to decide... what person's is the most funny for me? Whatever interests me most, you win and you get a prize.
Okay.
Starting with Jeff. Jeff, what would be
too much pressure?
What would be the worst fight for Daredevil to occur in?
Okay. Number one, I'm gonna go with the Human Torch because what's he gonna do? Dickle.
All right, I'm gonna take it. Umed, you're up next.
I'm going to say the worst fight for Daredevil would be his adopted black son.
I'll take it, Alice.
I'm gonna stick with underwater.
Against Aquaman, wouldn't it?
Against Aquaman or anybody underwater, if it's an underwater assailant.
So we got Aquaman as a DC character.
Is it a situation or someone they're fighting?
It's anything. Okay. Alright, we're on to Curtis.
Locking Daredevil in a sound booth and having all the other guys on the other side making fun of him.
Oh, and using sound effects to trip him out.
Yeah. Oh, Curtis gets a win on that, but over to Matthew.
Fighting a ghost. He just couldn't do that.
Couldn't even.
Okay, but the winner still goes to Curtis Whale for that wonderful trapping him in a sound booth.
For being creative.
That'd be so great to just get him.
It's funny because we're in a sound booth.
Imagine.
Meta.
All right, let's play one more round. For top five worst, what would be another good scenario? Not Daredevil, but... the worst villain for Spider-Man to have in a movie.
Clothing malfunction.
Well, the worst Spider-Man clothing malfunctions.
Or like the worst superhero clothing malfunctions.
All right, let's do that. And now for top five worst of the worst superhero clothing malfunctions. We'll start with Jeff.
Okay.
Jeff, you're closest to me. We'll start with Matthew.
There we go.
Assless chaps.
Anybody. Anybody.
Who would be wearing it, though?
I'd say Spider-Man. I think it'd be funnier.
Okay, deal. Curtis?
Because he does the
Aquaman
split so much.
With a very heavy iron shield.
What? That'd be terrible to swim with. I see your point.
Really? That got a ding?
He's like, I regret this.
Everything gets a ding.
Not everything.
So Black Canary, in a fight, rips her shirt open.
That is good.
She wins. Three in a row. Umed, I don't know how you can fight up against that, but try.
Spider-Man, you know how the symbiote suit can turn to anything?
Yep.
So Spider-Man's at his wedding day, and the priest is like, do you take Mary Jane to... I was going to say Stacey Gwynn, to be your lawfully wedded wife. And then he goes, and then symbiote suit decides it doesn't want him anymore and goes off. And then he's just sitting there with his wiener hanging out, flying in the wind.
Yeah, that takes the lead for right now. Jeff, can you fight this?
He
said the word wiener. That's my favorite word.
Can you fight with? How do you compete against wiener?
Two wieners.
Well,
I wish we had a cock slap sound effect.
We'll work on that.
What if the Hulk's pants never actually stayed on?
All right, Jeff.
Good one.
That's a pretty good one. I was going to think of, you know, something actually tactically disadvantageous, but
you said a word I don't understand.
Tactfulness.
Umed wins the second round. And now, since who won the first round?
Hold up, you don't want to
Since Curtis won the first round and Umed won the second round, we're going to have a sudden death between Curtis and Umed.
Ooh,
and nice. Alice is going to decide what the top worst thing should be. I don't know, so I'm putting you on the spot.
Top worst thing?
Yeah. For them to decide.
Holy ball and chain.
All right, and now the worst thing for Robin to say, starting with holy, and what would it be? Curtis, you go first.
Okay.
Go back and forth. I get to I'll decide who's the best.
Do we have to bigger quickly?
Yeah.
Okay, go. Holy domesticated wife abuse.
Holy AIDS mouth, Spider-Man.
You said Spider-Man.
Holy crazy monkey from hell with no pants on.
I like it because it was original.
Holy Jesus of the nail, Batman.
Religious, good. You're bringing.
I don't
in
believe
audience.
In religion, Batman.
They didn't have holy.
We already had a religious one.
It has to have holy in it.
Yeah.
Holy pig, Batman.
Aww. Holy swine flu.
You played off, and that was good.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
All right, Curtis. Too bad. This is the last one, and if you get a good one, if you get a ding, you are a contender.
That's a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure. You took too long. Matthew wins the round.
Yes.
And Matthew is the leader.
Wait, Matthew?
Of our group. Yeah,
I know.
He's just the ghost for fighting.
I think you just have a crush Matthew on Matthew.
Yeah, yeah, this episode I do.
Wait, why are you guys touching each other on the table? This is weird. Oh, God. No.
Oh, man.
Holy caffeine.
That
would see, what I said wasn't far off from what he really says. Holy,
you know what? Fine. We'll say Curtis and Umed both win that together.
Oh, that's sweet.
Thanks, man. Look at that. I don't mean that, Matthew. You still win. Oh, man. That's so, man.
Looks
I
like just, you're still getting that blower job after the show.
Fuck yeah. What else would I do? Man, that's so funny. So, are you guys excited to see the new Spider-Man movie?
Oh,
yeah. Yes.
Yeah, just
Can
watch the trailer.
Talk about it. It's going to take forever to come out, all
right? pretty much exactly a year.
I'm still hung up on Captain America. Not
oh my
lie.
God, like, so
I'm
awesome. Just...
Did you guys see that in the movie they're giving him a shield? that was
we,
in the comic
Are we still doing our Marvel versus DC debate?
Yeah!
I would love that.
Yeah!
Holy ball and chain.
Holy ball and chain indeed.
Fuck my opinion.
Right.
Would have been great.
Who then. Here is Marvel? Show of hands.
Show of hands on a radio
can
show.
Can you not be both?
I'm tied down
oh,
the
you
middle.
Have to, you have to decide one or the other right
really?
Now. Marvel, hands right up now it's work. Me, Matthew, just, and Crispy in the studio.
Hands up.
And is everyone else DC?
DC for
no,
life.
I'm from Marvel.
I'm a DC man.
Oh, man. Actually being recorded. It's 3-3. Me, Curtis, and Matthew are Marvel. Alice, Umed, and Jeff are DC.
Yeah.
Why the fuck DC?
For me personally, I
DC
found
has
that
better stories. I can agree with that.
DC does have better stories. I'm a huge fan of the Joker. Superman's amazing. Even though everyone's like, Superman's incredibly strong.
Never liked Superman.
He's still awesome. And hit the Superman is great because. How can you buzz
no,
what
I'm
saying?
These sound effects are just. All right. Anyways, continue.
Superman's really great because I love like there's a comic called Lex Luthor. Wow, you guys are dicks. but it's called Lex, and Lex says like a really cool thing, and it's that he wants to protect the world from Superman because although Superman like saves everyone, I know I can see you guys are jerks, man.
Fuck
my opinions. He says eventually, what happens when Superman decides that we're not worthy to live anymore, and he has the power to kill everyone, and that's why he's trying to kill Superman is because. He thinks eventually Superman
too much power for one man.
Yeah. But you know the original reason why Lex Luthor hates Superman? Because Superboy.
Because he stole his lollipop.
Superboy flew past Lex Luthor, and he flew past so hair that all or so fast that all of Lex Luthor's hair fell off.
What? No. You bother me with those accusations.
Accusations?
You bother.
Oh, Jeff, give me a ding. Make me feel good. There we go. All right. What?
Oh.
All right. Contradictions. Curtis and Matthew, why are you guys from Marvel?
I've loved Marvel since I was a kid, and their earlier TV shows were just so, like, they were a lot of fun to watch, especially, like, the original Spider-Man TV show, like, from, like, the 60s.
I liked X-Men.
My dad watched it, and then I watched it after him. It was a Whittle thing.
Tradition. The Whittle family tradition.
The Whittle family tradition. You know what I have to say about the Whittle family tradition?
Is
fuck my opinion. That's what I have to say about the Whittle family tradition.
I'm so glad we recorded.
I think we're overusing that specific one.
Honestly, DC had way more realistic stories, and there was more darkness to it, more of like a sense of.
But that's what you're looking
for. Batman has no superpowers.
But like, Joker, like superheroes, Riddler. I found that DC really like conveyed the fact that like superheroes were there to be
people.
But that's if that's what you're looking for, because I read superhero comics because it's superhero comics, and because Marvel, you can go to the extreme and make it completely out of this realm superhero movie, because if I wanted to be realistic, I would turn on the news.
Well, but Marvel's all about the flash of, like, not the flash, but, like, the flashy, like, ping, pow, ping, oh, it's a big battle, intergalactic space war.
But that's what original DC did.
I didn't mean the actual, like, powers were more realistic. I meant, like, their stories were more realistic.
No, and I agree with that.
They had a lot more, like, old school, like, back in, like, the 40s stuff was more done by, there was done by both of them, but DC had more of, like, the whole superheroes have been going on for hundreds of years.
And DC let that go, like, the whole intergalactic space party, you know what I mean? And Marvel's still holding on to that as, like, the saving grace of it'll always. Is that Turtle? Is that Turtle from Entourage?
Mm. Yes. Oh my god, it's so him.
Is it actually?
It actually looks.
What's he doing in the other room?
Buying Turtle. Shoes.
It actually, basically, in the studio, there's a separate studio beside us, and we have big windows into it, and we think Turtle from Entourage.
Does that not look exactly like him?
Right, do you guys have eyes?
So Marvel versus DC. Here's why I like DC better. Okay. Even though Marvel has really good.
Wait, guys, he's looking at me.
Superheroes that have good original storylines. Like, I like the superhero origins of Marvel characters, mm-hmm. and I like the Marvel movies better. But DC, it just got better content and a better universe because I like their storylines like are just more solid as a whole, and that's what matters to me.
Very true.
Yeah, I totally
and
agree
like,
with that.
Also, Marvel has a whole bunch of like universe-spanning.
I gave you a dang.
You already won.
Thanks. No, but Marvel has a whole bunch of universe-spanning things like Civil War and stuff that are just stupid. Like, bad.
I collected every Civil War issue.
And were you proud of yourself after?
Yeah.
Were you happy with it when
I spent $650 collecting every issue.
Good for you, buddy.
It's just, you have
you can hold them at night instead of girls.
Is that girls?
Marvel is just
tell
like,
my girlfriend that. Get out of here. Let me hold my Marvel Civil War comic.
I would.
It was a bad issue. All right, it was a bad idea for me to collect all of them, and I agree because I didn't finish the series when I collected them. So I got to the end and was like, "This is." Although I can say Captain America dying was pretty good.
That was a slow news day. It was on like front page.
Hey, I don't read those newspapers. Page, I don't read newspapers in general.
I don't read. I can't read.
What's reading?
When you have to actually like decide between DC and Marvel, like I mean, in my personal opinion,
fuck my opinions.
that was perfect.
No, like Marvel, I'm in love with because like I love Jean Grey and Cyclops. Like those two characters, I'm
the weirdest characters to pick.
No, like they're lasers.
So yeah, they're in love and they're like
lasers
separately. Like I like. Cyclops as the male superhero.
Actually, I have a question.
Jean Grey.
Cyclops, did he always have lasers coming out of his eyes?
No.
He got bumped in the head, right?
Yeah, it came out when he was like 13.
What? Yeah. But him and his brother.
That would have been
brother,
complicated.
Havoc.
Has hands.
His brother's Havoc, right?
Yeah, no. His brother's not Havoc.
Yeah, his little brother is Havoc, yeah.
I thought his brother had like the hands.
Not in X-Men First Class, though. Well, maybe he wasn't.
It was still, his flames came out of his hands or something.
Alex Summers.
No, you're thinking of Handjob Man.
I really like in the Marvel comics.
What was that?
It's confusing.
Oh, wait.
Christmas meat, best I can do. Get out of here. Bring me more photos.
Meat. Oh my god, that's Jonah J. Jameson.
Yeah.
Sending Spider-Man out in like whatever. I'll send you some meat. Nice.
Nice.
You know, John, he was one of my favorite characters in Spider-Man as well. Just a brilliant boss guy. But I honestly, I love Marvel as well because they take place in cities that are real.
Yeah, that was a big
DC,
thing.
DC, they created their own cities, which I also think is very, very creative. But it sort of brings a lot of realism.
Yeah, but they're all just—they're all supposed to represent like New York.
Metropolis. No, Gotham.
Gotham
was like Detroit. Yeah. If anything,
Metropolis was made after Toronto.
But like,
just so you know,
last summer, me and Curtis took a road trip because we were going to go to Metropolis, and
we couldn't find it.
Yeah, and my girlfriend broke up with me because we just left her at the airport.
Yeah,
we couldn't find Metropolis.
Yeah, and it's tough because they never tell you Metropolis isn't real.
And Gotham City is not like a place I want to go to. I'm sorry, Batman may be there, but that place is overridden with weird things.
Yeah, like, Gotham's like not a travel
neon hot spot. Gangs, yeah. Like neon gangs.
Okay, that was the old Batman. Let's just forget about that crap.
It never happened.
Neon like lights America on your guns. It's so tactically wrong. Like, why would you light your
tactically
gun up?
Tactically wrong.
Unless you're playing laser tag.
Yeah,
oh, let's all play laser tag.
Good point, laser tag and like Batman as the ref. Could you imagine all of Gotham's laser tag?
Or oh my god! The
dark you shot him improperly.
don't even
in the head. Like,
oh my god!
No, I'm writing this right now, guys.
Do you know what it'd be? It'd be like yeah. Batman. Dent just got hurt. He just got hit in the head with like the guy just smacked him in the head with his
Dent
gun.
The risks.
Yeah. He signs a waiver when he comes in.
Sex Panther by Odeon.
Well, speaking of laser tag. Shakota, let's plug stuff.
Okay, well, before you plug stuff.
Not there.
Okay,
ouch.
Before.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I know you're doing Marvel versus DC, but there's a whole bunch of awesome other publishers out
Vertigo.
There, like Vertigo and Dark Horse and Image and IDW and Wildstorm, Drawn and Quarterly. I can keep going, but I'm not going to. So check out other comics other than just the mainstream ones, because they're awesome, too. What? Yeah. Holy shit!
Holy showcase other comic book.
Yeah.
That worked out well. And definitely do. So, I know, as always, I want to plug my Twitter, Nikki Patterson, or Threatless Theater's Twitter, which is Threatless Theater.
Follow me on Twitter at I am Umed.
Best I can do. Get out of here.
More photos.
More meat.
I want to plug more photos
and meat you shall have.
Meat you shall have.
If you guys want to plug anything.
Yeah, check out my Twitter, t.comics and t.comics.ca. Also, if this is going on, if this is showcased in August, we're running a comic shop awards. People's Choice, so go online to t.comics to vote.
Can I ask a question? Is that T-D-O-T comics? Or
yes,
T-
it is.
Okay.
Is that the thing that you were going to put my article in?
No. I'll put it in my blog.
Oh, thank you. Can I write it and just send it to you?
Yeah, you can. It'll save me a lot of trouble.
Will you put in your blog if I just write an article about me?
I'll have to edit it a little bit, but yeah, I'll totally put it in my blog.
I'm just going to say the word
keywords.
Fuck Natalie Portman
12 four times. Yeah, at least in one
Nick document. Nick Patterson.
Turned around and fucked Natalie Portman. Jeff, would you like to plug anything?
Oh, yeah. There we go. That's it.
Curtis?
That plug.
Wait, JeffMoss.com. No, for real, Jeffrey Moss, Facebook.
Yeah, and it's weird because it's G J E F F R E Y.
Actually, no, there is an R E Y. It's just Jeff Moss. Thanks for reminding
Facebook.
Me.
His picture on Facebook was just tree with moss on it for like 2 months.
Oh yeah.
Curtis, did you have something to say?
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you there.
Before I was rudely interrupted.
I'm sorry.
Check out my
YouTube
channel.
I can't stop interrupting
channel.
People.
Oh, okay.
You have a YouTube channel? I cannot do nothing. Nothing.
That sounds like his orgasm.
Quiet it down, Matthew. All right, Curtis.
Yes,
we've been in the studio for so long.
At this current aired time, mm-hmm. I do have a YouTube channel. It will be entitled Curtis Whittle, or it is entitled Curtis Whittle, all one word. Please check me out.
You can check out me. you can follow me on Twitter at Matty Mashanda, which is MattyMachanda. And you can check out my photography from there and a lot of music shows that I'm doing produced by Threatless Theater or other personal indie productions. Awesome, thanks.
Cool. And so thanks for listening once again, and we'll be back next week with another episode of Comic Book Nerds with Celibacy. And we're going to end the episode by Crispy putting his lovely, beautiful hands on a keyboard and just pressing a random sound effect to leave.
Not that one.
Fuck
no,
my
no.
opinions.
Oh, wait. That was the one I wanted to repress.
Yeah, same.
Good.
Holy Bijou!